listening to the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast.
Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast. Today is,
5/24/22.
I'm back on my bullshit. I knew I forgot something. We got Mike, we got Lon, and we have the illustrious Mr. T-Cells himself, never had COVID one time, Donnie Wallner.
Donathan Wallner, everybody.
Donathan.
Golf clap.
Returning for the second time after, like, I don't know, when was the first and only time I was on.
It had to be a couple times, right?
No, I was only on it once.
Really?
Yeah, back when you still had Lucas on.
Yeah.
As Lucas's tiny little
pour one out for Lucas.
Pour one out, yeah. But,
I remember you told that iconic story about how Amberly followed them.
Dude, so. No, Amberly didn't follow man home. She picked up a hitchhiker
yes.
and drove a hitchhiker fresh out of a mental hospital.
That's badass.
Yeah. So I actually hit one of the topics that I actually prepared today is kind of tangentially another story.
Sorry, I gotta discipline the dog. It's eating lawn shoes.
It's kind of a story that was brought on by another one of Amberly's decisions that she made.
Go for it.
Oh, right off the bat.
Yeah.
You segued right into it. It came up organically.
I hope it's good because it's now we're kicking it off.
So I don't know. This is one of the ones that I'm not sure how long. It's going to be, this could be like a 2-minute story.
Just fire
anyway,
it up.
Yeah. So Amberly, my girlfriend, the last story I told on the podcast was she picked up a hitchhiker on the side of the road, and he was fresh out of a mental institution, and she didn't see anything wrong with that. And this time, she works at a convenience store, and, you know, you get the most colorful people as customers, and you get like regulars and everything.
Ralph knows about that.
Yeah, so
I love 7-Eleven, dude. I was gonna talk about that later.
Well, all my stories are full of segues. I saw that fucking Mike has talking about puppies on here, and the story has to do with a puppy. So
look at that.
We're just full of segues today. But
preview
the segue episode.
So the segue episode. So she gets all kinds of regulars, as you do working at a convenience store. And one of her, I'm blanking on his name all of a sudden, but so it doesn't matter. But one of her regulars is this old guy.
Yes.
I think his name is like Pedro or something. And he comes in like all the time. And Amberly like kind of made like, not friends with him, but he's nice enough. And he comes in the one day and he's like, in the normal conversation, he's like, I have an old dog and I just got this puppy. And I can't take care of it. I'm like too old. I already have an old dog. I can't take care of it. Do you want a puppy? And Amberly, in her hitchhiker picking up fashion, said, yeah, sure. I'll take this new puppy from you, random person that I know through the 5-minute interactions that we have every other day when you come into my job. I know nothing more about you besides that your name is Pedro and you're an old man who has a dog. So she calls me on her lunch break. Mind you, we have 3 cats who are terrified of people and other animals. Every time people come over, we have to like put them in one of the bedrooms because they just have fucking anxiety. So they're not gonna like a dog being in the house. But she calls me on her lunch break and she tells me this story, and she's told me a couple things about this Pedro guy, and he's fucking weird. He's a weird old man.
He's a convenience store regular.
He's a convenience store regular.
We don't treat fucking old regulars. Those guys could be pretty cool.
Yeah. And he's fucking Pedro Stan Nick Rouse over here. So she calls me on her break and she's like, so you know Pedro? And I'm like, yes, I know Pedro, the weird man you tell me about sometimes. And she's like, well, he has a puppy he can't take care of. And I told him we would take it. And I was like, you did what? And she's like, yeah, so... So we get into an argument because I'm like, we can't take a fucking dog.
And
we
the dog is with her, right?
No, not at this point.
That would be wild.
Yeah, so...
We have this.
Yeah. So, that would have been something. Yeah. So I'm like against it because I'm like, one, I work from home. I'm going to be fucking staying home all day with the puppy. We have anxious cats. Like,
you're
accepting responsibility on my behalf. Mm-hmm. You're not that she's not going to do anything, but I'm home all day while you're at
you're
work.
You're taking care of the dog.
I'm going to be the one cleaning up its piss and shit for until it knows how to go outside.
Yeah.
Not that I dislike dogs or anything, but, like, got three fucking cats who have anxiety. I just don't want a puppy. And, you know, we get into an argument, and eventually it comes down. I'm like, all right. I was like, if you can manage it, tell him... go back on it and tell him we'll take it for a weekend. We'll take the dog for a test drive. And she's like, all right, he'll be in tomorrow. So I'll tell him that. And I'm like, all right, cool, sounds good. Because in my head, I'm like, there's no fucking way that this works out at all. So I'm fine with taking it for a weekend. So the next day, Pedro comes in and he agrees to it. And... at this point, we tell him that, yeah, we're going to take the dog, albeit for a weekend, but in his head, we're taking it permanently because he thinks it's going to work out. So he's like, all right, I set up this, like, training thing for it that, like, it's you're going to have to take it to this training every other weekend for, like, the next 3 months. He's like, and it's through the VA, so I have to be, like, the owner of the dog because he is a veteran, and it's through the VA, and I want to get it trained as a service dog. And we're like, immediately, I'm like, fucking told you so. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is going to be a huge pain in the ass. And so we take the dog, and we're like, Pedro, we do not want it to be trained as a service dog. If we will handle the training. If we're going to take this dog from you, it needs to be a clean break.
It's, like, already looking bad.
Yes, it's like, already going downhill. And I'm like, dude, I'm like, Amberly, we need to, like, print out a contract that literally states, like, I am signing over full responsibility and legal ownership to, like, Amberly and Donnie of this dog on this date. And I'm like, you have to get him to sign this. Else it's not going to work. Mm-hmm. And so another day goes by, and it's approaching the weekend we're going to take the dog. I think this was at, like, the day we were going to take the dog. And she takes this contract, and he doesn't want to sign the contract. He's getting, like, super sketchy. And he's like...
All right, no. Yeah.
But he's like, we're not going to... It's like, it's okay, I don't have to take him for the training, but on Monday, can you after
you
the weekend... No, on...
This is so fucking distracting.
The problem is, most of her toys squeak.
It's adding ambiance to my dog story.
Yeah, it's a sound effect. Yeah.
So, he won't sign the contract. Sketchy. He's like, I don't see why we need a contract. He's like, we're friends, right? And Amberly's like, we are friends in the context of work. And I'm like...
Yeah, but you're bringing the word, like, yes. you're changing yes. the relationship yes. by accepting a dog.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And so we're like, all right, you don't have to sign the fucking contract. Give us the dog. And so at this point, Amberly is taking the dog. We're taking the dog for the weekend. And he's like, on Monday, can I take the dog? I set up a photo shoot. I want to get pictures to remember the dog by. And we're like... Fine.
No. You just need to know when to put your foot down here, Donathan. Like, this is on you.
So, listen. All this happens.
Donatello.
This is happening at work. So, one, I don't want to deal with any of it. I told Amberly, I was like, if we're going to do this, you're going to need the one to deal with this dude. I don't want to see this dude. I don't want to talk to this dude. I'm writing this contract. You handle it if you want the fucking dog. So...
I remember the resolution of this.
So we take the dog at this point, and we're like, okay, he wants to take it for a photo shoot. We're like, all right, whatever. We'll let him take the dog, get his fucking pictures, and then we'll have the dog if it works out over the weekend. So the weekend passes. He's being more and more sketch, and, like, during the weekend, Amberly finds out that he did not set up a photo shoot for the dog. He set up the training for it to become a service dog through the VA, and he was going to take it to the first appointment for it, like the training appointment to for it to become a train or like a service dog through the VA.
And I'm like, he's lying to you now.
Yeah, so he's straight up lying, and thankfully, over the weekend we decided that the dog was too much, which I, you know.
Okay.
Didn't take a psychic to fucking figure out that was going to happen, because our cats were just miserable for the whole weekend. They didn't come out of our bedroom.
I mean, like, that's what comes for times. But yeah,
yes, yes. So I just didn't want it in the first place. And so after the weekend, we're like, all right, Pedro, sorry, it's not working out. We're going to give you the dog back. So we take the dog to Pedro's house. And we got the full tour of Pedro's house, and it was not great. Part of me felt terrible because I was like, "We're giving this fucking dog back to this guy who obviously cannot handle this dog." But I'm like, "I cannot handle this dog either." So it's like a lose-lose situation. Kind of sad, but so we go into this man Pedro's house, get a full tour of like,
why are you going in? Why aren't you just dropping the dog off?
You gotta have a little more. What's the word I'm looking for?
Cajones.
I don't know.
Cajones. Yeah. In the words of Pedro, cajones.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I don't want to make it weird for Amberly, because like she has to like this is a regular customer. He's in there all the time.
But that being said, he's also only a regular customer. Like,
right.
He can fuck off.
Right.
Exactly. I get it.
She brought this upon herself by accepting a dog from a strange man named Pedro.
So you give the dog back. How does he take it?
So he was like offended at first, but like he was totally nice when we went to his house, and he like showed us all his fucking paintings, and he like
he makes
paintings. He makes like these 3D arts. I'm not gonna lie, his art was actually pretty good.
You should have bought some of his art.
Pretty damn good artist.
That would have smoothed it over.
And he's like showing us telling us about his family from like Puerto Rico, and he shows us a shrine to his dead mother, and I'm like,
oh, okay,
we're there for like a fucking hour.
That's too long, man.
We even, this whole time was like a fucking red flag, because we went into his basement. It was great.
What? You went into Pedro's basement?
Never going to somebody's basement, man.
It was so stupid. At this point, I'm like, this is a great story. So we go into his basement, and he literally had me set up Windows on one of his computers.
What?
He had a computer in his basement.
Do you know how to say the word no?
I know. He's like, I've had this computer sitting here, and he's got a fucking lazy boy with like a dinner tray set up in front of this giant screen that a computer's hooked up to, and he's like, I've had this computer hooked up for months, and I don't know how to, I can't install Windows or whatever, and so I installed Windows.
What did that take, dude? That's not like a quick thing.
I know. It was fine. It honestly didn't take that long.
Like, I just happened to have Windows on a flash drive on me right now.
He had everything like ready to go. It was basically it was like the final legs he needed to do. But I set up Windows for the
So you set up Windows, leave the dog.
So the whole experience was just fucking weird at his house the whole time, just making awkward conversation, going into his basement. It's got like,
that's terrible.
Showing us his art, showing us all this other shit, and talking about his dead mother and setting up Windows for him. He's like offering us like random furniture that he has in his basement, and shit like that, and weird shit.
Just trying to offload his whole life on you guys.
Yeah.
This story sounds like it'd be like several different cutaways to a Family Guy episode, but it's all happening to the same person.
Exactly. Yeah.
Dude, you were supposed to get a dog, instead you're in his basement installing Windows.
Exactly. So after this whole thing, we leave on like great terms. It was like nothing as creepy as it was. Nothing bad happened. We leave on good terms. We're all friendly and everything. And then Amberly doesn't see him for weeks. He comes in like every other day. Amberly doesn't see him for weeks. And her other friend, her other friend who works at another location of the same store she works at, a couple weeks later, said that he came in and told her that oh, I'm new to this location. I had to stop going to the other location because I'm having problems with one of the workers at another location. Obviously referencing Amberlee and the shit that just went down. I'm like, I thought we were cool, Pedro. I thought we were fine.
Go back to this man's house and uninstall Windows. Yeah. Be like, no.
Like, I installed Windows for you.
Are you guys trying to win Pedro back?
And he's come back since then. And apparently it's just, you know, whatever. Like, weird, but whatever.
That is truly wild. That was an odyssey.
So that's one of my stories.
Holy Christ. Well, so we're talking dogs. Not to cut you off.
You're fine. That was the story. I had a dog. I test drove a dog for a weekend and
installed Windows.
Installed Windows, went to a man named that old Pedro. Man.
That's a weird man. I gotta be honest.
Donnie, you could have saved yourself a whole lot of trouble by just going, no.
Dude, it's hard. In the moment, it's hard to say no.
Listen, not for me.
On the previous test.
I say no to everything, even things I want to do.
Yeah.
On a previous cast, I talked about how I went into a sketchy man's basement, and then I saw his balls. I'm not going to tell it again, but listen to the old cast.
Yeah, I like to think I can be stern in a lot of situations, but I'm too nice. I was too nice, and plus, you know, got the girlfriend there, and it's the two people, two different opinions. You know, wanted a dog, you know, whatever. But now we just have our three cats.
Mike, you had a puppy topic.
Yeah, well, I got
a puppy that is currently biting my toes.
Yeah.
It's biting mine too, little cutie.
Let me know when she gets out of hand. I got the discipline.
Little does she know, I like it.
Oh, yeah, I got a puppy, and oh my god, like, this is like having a child worse.
Yep. So, for the listeners, what kind of dog?
She is some sort of lab mix. I'm not really quite sure what she's mixed with yet.
Looks like some Rhodesian Ridgeback, if I had to guess.
Wow. Is that a dog or like a kind of
sick? Actually, no, she doesn't have the Ridgeback.
It sounded like a she doesn't dragon have the Ridgeback. From Harry Potter, if I'm being honest.
Rhodesian Ridgebacks are like lion hunting dogs from Africa, and they have like a strip of hair that goes the opposite way down their back. Oh, it goes up towards her head.
I'd be very shocked if that's what she's a mix of, but
well, she has the similar color. That's the only reason I say that.
But yeah, I got her
she's very cute.
Like two weeks ago.
Fresh
out of the box. Yeah. Saturday was 2 weeks. So I don't know how the hell people like do this as like single, like this is ridiculous. Like,
did you not consider this?
I've been around dogs my whole life, but I guess I never really thought about how much, like, my parents actually did with the puppy rearing, and I'm like, oh my god, and
you gotta be
sick. Yeah, I thought, yeah, Suave's got two dogs,
you
I can
what
do
you
it.
What you should have done was waited until after the summer, because this is gonna be your entire summer. Yeah. You're not gonna be able to do anything.
Yeah, but I wanted her to be housebroken. If I do that during the fall and I'm really not coming home for like 8 hours, 9 hours.
That's fair. So you're saying since
so
you're
I'd rather this happen in the summer and get her nice housebroken for
that's,
the fall.
That's a valid rebuttal.
This was the plan. It was just about a month sooner than I anticipated. I went to this puppy event thing and I wasn't really planning to get a dog, and then I got her. And I'm like, I guess I'm taking this one.
Swept up. That's why I can't go to Pet Supplies Plus anymore, because they have the cats and they're like right there. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, I know.
Don't go to that cat cafe on
Hurdle. Come to my house.
If that's what don't go to that cat cafe on Hurdle. You'll end up with a cat.
No, I know. It's the same thing at Pet Supplies Plus. They have pets and they have cats and like in the cages. Mm-hmm. It's like, are you kidding me? How do I not adopt these right now?
Amberlee has the weirdest, uncanny ability to find cats on the side of the road, and every time
What is it with your girlfriend and just like interacting
with
sketchy
Eliza
trash
Thornberry?
Trash beings.
So like we have three cats and like. Fucking, she saw this little black cat on the side of the road, and I'm like, you can't bring it as much as I want to. One, we already have three cats when we only wanted one because we adopted a pregnant cat. And two, I don't know what, like, diseases it's going to bring in for our current cats, like, as much as I want it. But she has this weird I swear to God, like, in the past couple months, she's found it like three cats on the side of the road. Now she's obsessed. She's obsessed with getting a black cat ever since that she saw that first black cat on the side of the road and I told her that we couldn't have it.
She has three cats.
I know.
Three is a lot.
I know. Yeah.
How old are like your youngest cats now?
It was just their birthday actually. They were born
birthdays marked down.
Yeah, they're in my calendar.
Donnie's a full-on cat dad.
So, June 11th. Next month is when they were born. So they'll be a year. And then, like, the original cat, Annie, we adopted her when she was pregnant, and she was, like, literally at the earliest a cat can get pregnant, she got pregnant, so she was, like, 6 months-ish when we got her, so.
Yeah, for the listeners who don't know, Donnie and I work together, and we used to have a lot more meetings than we do now, which is actually a really good thing.
Yeah.
But it's just, like, known around the office that Donnie is just the cat guy, and just, like, at any time, he'll just have cats, like, crawling all over his body.
Yeah. Cats are great. I'm not trying to like spark the age old cat or dog person argument, but like
to that effect, it's just I have recently become a cat person.
I know. I was always a dog person.
I was always a dog
guy.
And
then Amberly, once it like the same way she had to convince me to do the dog thing, she had to convince me to do the cat thing because I wanted a dog eventually, and. Her friend had like all these pregnant, or not, we didn't know they were pregnant, had all these stray cats that she was trying to get rid of. And she convinced me to get it. And the cats are just so fucking easy.
Yeah, dude.
They're great. As long as they're well behaved, like, and they don't have any, like, you know, emotional issues, which mine are anxious, but like, that doesn't bother me none. Cats are just fucking so easy.
Yeah.
Like, my girlfriend has this cat, it is the ideal cat. It just hangs out with you. It just sits there. It comes over, wants to be pet, and isn't super annoying. The only annoying thing is that it will sneeze all the time, and these like there's boogers all over the place.
Oh,
they're,
that's
like,
gross.
They're like she'll just start going, and you have to like put your hand up, otherwise you're gonna get hit in the face with like fucking cat.
That's really gross. My cat sneezes a lot, but it's because he doesn't know how to eat. Like he'll like try to breathe and eat at the same time, and he's like. Like, what do you just do one? One or the other.
One of my cats growls like a dog. Like, when he, because we have the mom, and then we kept the only boy from her litter and one of the girls. And the boy, he growls. Like, he'll have a toy in his mouth, and he'll growl like a dog. He'll be like, if any of the other cats get near him, like, he'll be like, like, he'll literally growl like a dog. And I'm like, what the, where did you even get that from?
That's
yeah. He's crazy.
She's got your thing.
No.
Yeah, no, she's a handful, and I can't even go to the bathroom anymore. unless she's, like, out cold. If she's, like, slightly taking a nap, I'll try and go poo. And I come out to her pooping. She's taking protest poops. Because there was one time I let her out, about an hour, half hour before I went to go take mine. She was out cold. I'm like, I'm going to go. I come back, and she's, like, look at me square in the face as I open the door, pooping. I'm like, you bitch.
literal bitch.
She freaking taking protest poops, and I asked my friend who's a vet. I'm like, "Is this a thing?" She's like, "Yeah, kinda. They sometimes if their feelings are hurt, this is kind of what they do." Mm. In defiance,
yeah.
Like,
dogs are smart.
That's the she knows it pisses me off.
Dogs are.
She pisses me off. Yeah, she knows it pisses me off. But
One of my cats is smart. Only one of them. And she just uses that intelligence for evil. She's like the fucking instigator. Like, any place she's not supposed to go, like, if you give her the opportunity to go, she will do it, and then all the other ones will do it.
Like, oh, we can do this.
And she's also the smallest, so she fits in anywhere.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Lon, what do you got? You can pick your topic, or I can pick one for you.
Pick one for me. Hit me with one.
All right, let's go with, Buffalo horse pasture.
All right, on the theme of animals, right. So I recently discovered that there's a fucking horse pasture in the middle of the city of Buffalo.
Where?
So, like, you know where Bagel J's is on Delaware and that road?
It's there?
It's right there.
Oh, yeah, was that gray arrow?
There's, like, a gray building, and there's fucking horses walking around. There's, like, an equestrian, like, horse therapy center in the middle of the city of Buffalo.
Wow, dude, I'm gonna walk around over there.
I drive by there so much.
Yeah,
I know. It's like, it's totally, like, it's like unlabeled. You wouldn't even notice it. And then one day I'm sitting there eating my, so like what I was doing for a while is I would like go in the morning, I would go to Bagel J's and I would sit in the parking lot and I would eat my breakfast sandwich.
That's like
a fucking, you know.
Because Tim Hortons sucks now.
Tim Hortons is garbage. And there's always a fucking homeless person in the bathroom when I go to the one on Delaware.
Yeah, that one sucks.
As there was today. It was banner. That's a whole nother story for another time.
Homeless man.
Homelessman. Anyway, so I'm sitting there eating my fucking bagel sandwich, and I see a horse, and I'm like, "What the fuck?" And you know, I text my girlfriend. She's like, "Oh yeah, there's like a horse therapy center over there." And I was like, "In the middle of Buffalo." Shocking.
That's so weird.
That is weird.
Yeah, that was not the thing I was expecting to see that Monday morning.
I wonder what kind of special permits you need. Like, to open a horse place in the middle of a...
I don't know if the horses...
Like an urban city.
I don't know if the horses live there or if they, like, ship them in. It seems like the weird... It seems like a lot of work to ship in these horses, but it's like they can't be having a very good life in the city of Buffalo. Like, horses are the most anxious animals ever. And, like, they're in the middle of the city where there's all these noises and fucking
homeless men. And fucking... I'm just one of them getting loose. Just...
A loose horse
it,
in the city?
Seen it run
I once saw
city,
a loose coyote, like, running down fucking St. Lawrence Ave. It was, like, bigger than a German Shepherd. It was a huge coyote.
I mean, I feel like coyotes in the city aren't crazy, but it is wild to see, like, something of that
but
size.
But a horse in the city would be weird.
Horse in the city would be, like remind me of The Walking Dead.
Yeah, yeah, that's, like, some post-apocalyptic shit. Like, if you see a horse running through a city, like, you know whatever's coming next after that horse is it's bad.
Probably gonna eat you.
It's bad. The horse is a warning.
The horse is a warning.
It's like in Jumanji where like the one at, like when the animals come out of the fucking board game and it's like with the stampede. That's what I would think is coming after that horse. Be like, this, you do not belong.
That's true. You ever play State of Decay?
I have not.
I didn't play. Mm-hmm. I bought it like this one because it was like $9. You
I played the.
Again. It's pretty cool.
I played the first one. Oh wait, there's like two of those, isn't there?
The second one is what I got. It was only $9.
Yeah. Okay. I think I played the first
I'm a sucker
one.
For a deal. I don't even I don't even care about the content. I just like that it was a deal. That's how they get you. That's how I know I'm getting old.
Yeah. That's how they get you.
Oh yeah, I have Amazon purchase.
I love deals, dude.
Yeah.
You ever seen Horrible Bosses?
Oh my god.
Yeah.
When Charlie gets all the peanuts, he's like, what a deal. And he's got like three bags full of peanuts with it.
That's speaking of deals in video games, have you heard of Vampire Survivors?
Yes, but I have not
watched
anything on it.
It is the best $3.99 I have ever spent on a video game. It's a roguelike game where you're like, you know, it's your typical roguelike where you're like you go around and you collect like different abilities and everything, and like the gimmick I guess of this specific one is all your attacks are on auto attack, so you only. It's like a twin-stick shooter, but you only worry about moving and positioning yourself and collecting power-ups
and
stuff.
I like that, because you can be lazy and entertaining.
Yeah, so, like,
time.
All the power-ups are about, like, increasing, like, your attack speed, your range, how big your projectiles are, and, like, and stuff like that, and it's about, like, managing that, and you can, like, without getting too much into the minutiae, you can, like, combine certain items into, like, more powerful weapons. I've played it for... probably 25 hours.
That's not bad for a $4 investment.
And it is $3.99.
I've paid $60 and played games for 2 hours.
It's literally
true. The newest Pokemon game.
And it's in like early access too. So and the devs have been like really good about adding shit to it. They just added like I think three more characters to it and like a couple new weapons and abilities and shit like that. So it's not like a dead early access game.
There's a bunch of games I play that keep saying they're early access, but like Valheim, for example, has been early access for like 3 years.
That's exactly. Just an excuse for developers to ship a game as soon as possible.
It's just gonna be early access and they'll add like a little bit.
I used to play that game Rogue Company. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's just a shooter, but I used to play it and I got an email today that was like I played it for like a solid 6 months and then it's been out for like years now and I just got an email today like, hey, we're finally on a beta. Like, I thought you were
congrats.
Yeah, like you've added like 10 characters.
My interest has already run its course on this game.
You had like 3 season passes. I thought you guys were like out and they're like, yeah, we're on a beta next week and I'm like, oh, all shit. Right. Weird.
That's just dumb bullshit marketing. Yeah. Video game market these days.
Yeah.
Lon, you got a couple cheese topics on here.
Yeah, for my food segment.
See, I'm noticing that they're two separate topics.
They're like the same topic, but like an extension of
topic. Why don't we pivot to food here? A little hard pivot to food.
A little hard pivot.
Hard pivot to food.
I haven't eaten today. This is going to kill me.
You should eat.
You missed out on some Wegmans subs at work today.
I forget to eat all the time.
I
don't know how.
Leftover Little Caesars on the stove.
I don't have that problem.
I could crush a Little Caesars.
There's some like 2 slices left.
If you don't mind, I'll run in there right now.
Go get in there.
Don't.
We'll talk.
Feel free to keep talking.
And we're going to talk some cheese here. So I recently discovered that I was watching a cheese thing. I was watching a thing about cheese.
YouTube?
I recently discovered. Yeah, I was on YouTube.
Cheese tube.
Yeah, cheese tube.
I know how it is.
Recently discovered that provolone cheese and mozzarella cheese are the same thing. Provolone is just aged mozzarella.
Ah.
So, like, you know,
I would believe. I mean, I've always kind of used them interchangeably.
The mozzarella is a type of cheese that it's stretched. Yeah. So they take the curds, you know, and they separate them from the whey, and then they take the raw cheese and they stretch it. And based on the different shapes of loaves and what you do with them, it determines makes a bunch of different cheeses, you know, the way the Italians are. You'll have mozzarella, which is just like the fresh little balls, yep. You know, or you'll have the pressed mozzarella where they press the moisture out of it, low moisture mozzarella that you would put on pizza.
Yeah.
And if you take that ball, a big ball of fresh mozzarella, into a loaf, and you tie it up and you hang it and you age it, it becomes provolone.
That makes sense. So provolone is just like slightly aged mozzarella.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, like, all cheeses have something like that, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
that's cool, though. But to that effect...
I want to make cheese, dude. It's doable.
Mozzarella cheese. And this is this video I was watching.
Videos of it being made. I could do this.
It's super easy. To this effect, there's this cheese called Sfoglia, which is like... It's basically a cheese tortilla. They take this cheese and they stretch it out into a big thin sheet and they put like fucking Italian deli meats and like fucking spinach and shit in it, and they roll it up into like a taco, and then you just cut it in half and eat it like a sandwich. It's something that's cool. The Italians do, where the cheese is the bread, and all I could think about was like those keto people
that don't eat carbs.
Yeah. And they just eat cheese and fucking bacon.
I've seen
and
that.
Eggs.
That was what it was making me think of. But this is like not cooked cheese, what you're saying.
Yeah.
Right? This is like
raw cheese.
That's kind of cool.
I have.
So that actually sounds pretty good to me, even though I'm.
That sounds like something I would fuck up. That sounds delicious.
Yeah.
This reminds me of a cheese, the sort of cheese related story.
Oh my.
Yeah. So, you guys kind of know my dad. Nobody here super knows him that well. You two probably know him.
We're best friends.
The better out of the people here. So, growing up, Jared was like my best friend, and he came over for dinner one night. We were having hamburgers with cheeseburgers, whatever. And my dad used to always say this stupid thing to my brother, who was probably like 3 or 4 at the time of this, being like, Fremunda cheese. And he's like, what's Fremunda cheese? And my dad be like, from under your balls. So Jared's eating a cheeseburger. And he goes, oh, this is good cheese. What's on here? To like my mom, trying to be a kiss ass. And he goes, Fremunda cheese. He's 4. Jared has no idea what's coming. He goes, what's from under cheese? And then Anthony goes, from under your balls.
And Jared was 4 at this time?
No, my brother was.
Your brother was 4.
4.
I was like,
if Jared was 4, his brother wouldn't be born.
No, but like, and Jared had no idea how to react. And I'm like, and I think that was the first time Jared ever really came over to my house. And that was his exposure to my family was.
Serves fucking Jared right. That's probably where he got his fucking foot thing from.
Wow, feet were related to this. It was
Jared is
balls.
My arch enemy. I will kill that man before I die.
I forget that every time that you have this.
That I have this, deep hatred of Jared.
No.
I will kill him. His life will end before mine.
You've had
Jared's
chances.
Jared's one of my closest and best friends. He deserves it. He will deserve every moment of what you do to him.
It's because I think he took my threats very seriously after I fucking slapped him to the ground that time.
Well, man, who offers a foot instead of a hand? That's literally getting off on the wrong foot. And got him.
Go!
That's terrible.
Was that
for
the first time you met him?
No, that wasn't the first time I met him. But I knew he was notorious for doing the foot thing at that point. Yeah. Like, he had been to a few Tim parties. He'd been around.
No, I never take your shoes off at Tim parties.
That was Jared's thing. He's fucking taking his shoes off all the
Jared
time.
Jared takes his shoes and socks off everywhere. It's disgusting.
Yeah, he did that at the movies.
He does it at the movies.
Yes, I've seen him do it at
disgusting.
The movies.
It's disgusting.
And then he'll touch me with his foot. And I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I'm going to sit somewhere else.
He's a disgusting boy.
I will end that man's life.
So you say.
He will die at my hand.
So here's something I want to talk about. I'm going to leave this area right now for me to put in the timestamp later for spoilers. I want to talk about Doctor Strange.
Skip to 5602 to avoid spoilers.
Are we all okay? Are we all okay?
I haven't seen it, but I don't give a fuck. So.
All right. Well, you're about to get spoiled
for me. I don't give a fuck. It's going to be months before I see it anyway, so just fire
okay.
off.
Okay. All right. So what do we think? Rapid reactions.
I liked it.
It is...
Weird. I thought it was weird.
Yes,
isn't that the point?
I liked how I didn't really know what to expect going into the movie because the trailers didn't really. I thought Scarlet Witch was going to help them.
I haven't heard anything about the movie at all.
The villain.
You're about to.
Oh, yeah, you're about to know everything. Saying not, but you know, it was very not spoiled on the internet.
Yeah, mainly because of the trailers. Yeah, well, like, I have a good idea what's going to happen in Thor now because of the second trailer that came out.
Okay.
But Doctor Strange...
I tried not to watch this trailer and the thing, because they did. They showed, like, a lot
of
the shit.
Doctor Strange, I had no idea what to expect. I had no idea. I thought the bad guy was that other Strange from the beginning of the movie.
They did kind of show.
They did a good job. They kind of...
Yeah.
It is... How many Marvel movies are there now?
20-something. High 20s.
I would say mid-20s, it is... In my top 10, somewhere in between 5 and 10.
Are you a fan of, like, Sam Raimi's, like, arcs, though?
I mean, I'm not. I don't, like, jerk off Sam Raimi like a lot of people do with his, like, Spider-Man stuff. I mean, I like those movies, especially Spider-Man 2, but, like, I'm not, like, a crazy, like...
But it wasn't like that. It was, like, more like the Evil Dead shit.
It was, like, you could definitely see the Sam Raimi in it, but I fucking loved that movie. I loved the new Doctor Strange movie a lot.
It was like, okay, so for me, like, going into it, like, the first half hour was, like, setting it up, you know, and they, like, reestablished, like, the love interest of Doctor Strange. I don't even remember what her fucking name is.
Right, she wasn't really relevant.
Regina George.
Close. I don't remember her name.
What was her name?
Regina George.
She disappeared for, like,
Christine.
Yeah. Christine was her name. And she disappeared for, like, 5 years, and all of a sudden, like, oh, it's a Doctor Strange solo film, so love interest back in. Yeah. And I was like, are they going to try and just make him, like, another Tony Stark, you know? Like, that's how it felt for the first 30 minutes of the movie. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going to fucking hate this. And then it just took, like, a hard turn when he met America Chavez.
Who I also had no idea was going to be in the movie. Was she in any trailer?
I don't think she was in a trailer. I knew she was going to be in it, though.
I started hearing stuff on the spec groups, but I'm like, I'm not even sure if I know who this character is.
I know they had talked about the fact that she was going to be in there. I knew about that going into the movie.
I knew she was going to be in some Marvel property. I kind of forgot that she was going to be in Doctor Strange.
Yeah. I didn't know she was going to be, like, basically the lead support in in the movie, but I knew she was going to be in it.
Yeah. But, like, so, for Mountain, if you don't mean to, I mean, I'm going to go into it. But, like, she, like, warps across dimensions. Like, she can, like, that's, like, her ability.
She punches stars.
So, like, the whole crux of the movie is, like, Scarlet Witch is trying to, like, take her power so that she can see her kids, you know. I don't know if you
want to. I fucking hate Scarlet Witch. I hate the whole fucking thing. But go on.
they just, like, I don't know. Like, they, like, she's way overpowered.
I think that's one of the worst characters in the entire MCU.
I do think that she's gone, like, on this weird path to, like, get to where she is, and it's almost
It's bad. It's good. It's dumb and stupid. It's just shoehorned. Donnie.
Dude, she has such a good character.
No, she doesn't.
It's over.
Did you watch WandaVision?
She had, yeah. You,
no, I remember
you didn't watch WandaVision.
WandaVision represents the stages of grieving.
Yeah, she was introduced, you know, as a villain or whatever. Then she went to the good guys. I agree. She's kind of boring there for a while. And then WandaVision. I just like that her whole story arc. It's definitely one of the failings of Marvel that you have to watch, like, a billion things to fucking know what, like, where the story is with the character. But being one of those people who has watched it all, I like that it took that, like, it was like the same thing leading up to, like, all the Avengers coming together. It took so long. It was spread out over all these movies, and I feel like, while not as cool as all the Avengers getting together, I feel like Wanda's arc was spread out over so long, from her introduction as a villain to her becoming a hero to all the shit that went down in her show to be turning code again and becoming a villain in this movie. I think her character arc, the fact that it took place over so long was super cool.
Yeah.
And I like that they didn't forget about, like, her origins when who goes into her mind. They brought it back to it. I'm assuming we'll get to that.
You can spoil whatever. I'm not going to watch this movie for at least a month.
So when Professor Xavier goes into her mind, and I liked that they even did a callback to that story she tells in Age of Ultron, where her and her brother got trapped under the rubble.
Yeah, I loved it. That was kind
of
cool.
And she's honestly one of my favorite villains in, like, the MCU now, just because she got so much development.
I think she would have just been better as a... I see that whole thing as being better than a villain. Better as a villain.
I agree. Yeah.
The reason I didn't watch WandaVision was because Scarlet Witch and Vision are my least favorite characters in the entire fucking thing.
That's fair enough.
Yeah. You know, Vision, to good point to bring that up, he was, like, mysteriously absent.
I thought he would show
up. Like, White Vision exists.
Yeah,
like,
White Vision is out there. I feel like he's out, like, soul-searching. They're just kind of...
Yeah, like, obviously, he has no tie with Wanda. It makes sense that... Yeah. It doesn't make sense, but, like, I can see why they wouldn't put him in. I feel like they just...
The whole ending of Wanda Vision, I was just like, we're going to sideline.
I feel like they realistically just didn't want to pay Paul Bettany.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
But
he's effectively sidelined based on, like, what happened in WandaVision for the foreseeable future.
Yeah, but, like, he's still White Vision. I don't know. It's just weird because, like, the whole crux of, like, her story was, like, she misses her family, and there literally is a dude out there. Like,
yeah.
One of them is out there.
Hey, you're not wrong.
My thing is, like, I despise the just bullshit, overpowered, for no reason superhero character. That's why I hated Captain Marvel. That's why I hate Scarlet Witch, and that's why I hate Vision. Because they don't have a thing. Vision, they're just powerful.
Vision is dead.
And
so
it's
you don't
dumb.
Have to worry about that. But
well, Scarlet Witch does have a thing.
Admittedly, Scarlet Witch
reality.
Is supposed to be like one of the strongest
characters
in
the whole
thing. Even in the comic. Yeah, even in the comics.
I know that.
She is why there were no X-Men for years in the comics, because she altered reality.
Yeah.
Because she whispered. No more mutants.
I hate that, though. It's dumb. Yeah. Make all the superheroes roughly equal in power.
The thing is, like,
play Mortal Kombat if that's what you want.
At the point of where the MCU is now, like, they're all galactic and cosmic. Like, you know, they're bringing so many other franchises that you can't be grounded like that. Because, like, look at, like, Falcon and Winter Soldier. They tried to do, like, a grounded show, and it did terrible. Like, nobody watched it.
I loved Falcon and Winter Soldier.
I thought it was
awesome. That was, like, one of the best Marvel series that have come out in a while. It was so funny.
At that point, it was only, like, the second one.
Was it funny? I don't think it was.
It was lighthearted. It was entertaining.
I don't think it was tackled racism.
Yeah. Well, okay, there was
the lighthearted racism.
There was that, but it was a fun show. I thought it was a fun show.
I mean, it was, like, grounded, I guess. But, like,
there was the banter between, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of
that,
cool.
That was what was funny about it. Yeah, you're right. They tackled racism, you're right. But still.
He had like, a rant at the end. I was like,
it was a little
over the top.
But I thought it was a good... I thought that was a great show.
I liked that show.
I liked it better than Loki. Loki was...
You're going to hate everything that comes out in the next, like, several weeks.
No, I want to see more Hulk.
I mean, that's happening, but
did
you
see the She-Hulk
trailer?
You're going to
like it.
There's
a She-Hulk thing.
I know! I want Hulk! Not She-Hulk!
I am a little annoyed that they're going further in depth with She-Hulk before they do Hulk.
Right! Hulk is the coolest character in the entire MCU. Because he's simple. He just gets mad and smashes things.
The MCU
that's cool.
Definitely has done Hulk dirty.
Like, that is cool.
I want Smart Hulk to go away. Like, you know, I'm not disappointed that they did it, but, like, I want it to be done.
Honestly, too, the Russo brothers specifically did Hulk dirty with the last two Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah, they have, like, what was it, since, like, the Ultron one, he's kind of just been, like, bullshit.
Well, that was still, what's his face?
He's a bitch! He's the strongest fucking character
in
the MCU! Yeah. And he's
a good
bitch.
He was good in Ragnarok. That was
true. Thor Ragnarok was...
That was, like...
I love that
In my opinion, that might be the best Marvel movie.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
That was Infinity War for me.
It's definitely
top five.
Infinity War is number two.
For me, like, Thor Ragnarok is the most rewatchable.
Yeah.
Because, like, it was, like, the first of, like, Taika Waititi's movies. It was, like, very... like comedy forward,
right.
But, like, not so much that, like, it is not. I mean, obviously the whole thing was a comedy. Like, I'm not gonna gloss over that. But, like,
it fit in the story.
Yeah,
of
like
the
it
movie.
Made
it wasn't
it
shoehorned.
Made sense. It also, like, just changed Thor as a character.
Yeah,
I gave no shits about Thor before that movie.
Now, oh, absolutely.
Like, well, I love Thor, but, like, that was his best thing, and it's got Jeff Goldblum in it. Come on,
that's a thumbs down for me.
What? I love Jeff Goldblum.
I fucking hate Jeff
Goldblum.
Why
do you hate Jeff Goldblum?
That's so weird.
He's too kooky.
I love kooky.
He's the same
weird.
In every
like
role
he
plays.
But they made a role for Jeff Goldblum. That's
I have
the thing.
Specific people that I don't
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's
Jeff
so
Goldblum,
weird.
Jeff Goldblum, David Spade.
I hope they make a movie together. And I'm going to take you to see it.
I hope they're both in a Marvel movie playing similar characters.
I will find the master and destroy it so that no one has to see that.
Looking at Jeff Goldblum, I would look at you and I'd be like, that's a character
he's
Nick Frost likes.
He plays the same thing in every role he's in.
He's just like, oh, weird guy. Weird, creepy old man.
He's a character actor that plays one character.
He plays Jeff Goldblum.
He wasn't. In his movies, he wasn't. But now that he's old, he's got like a thing.
I don't think I've seen him not play that character.
Watch Gattaca. Watch the movie Gattaca. It's a totally different thing.
What year?
He's like Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds can only play Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is funny. Deadpool's hilarious. I like that he plays Ryan Reynolds.
Did you watch his new Netflix movie, The Project Adam? It was really good. Surprisingly heartfelt. Very good.
The last one I watched was the one where
he's heartfelt in the way of racism heartfelt?
No, I didn't say that. I said lighthearted.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Sorry.
It was lighthearted until they got into the racism.
It was lighthearted racism.
It was heartfelt.
Slight blackface, you know. It was mainly dirt on his face. It wasn't...
Oh, yikes.
Anyway, yeah, kind of on the point of Taika Waititi having a style, and getting back to Multiverse Madness, I fucking love, in the same way that Taika Waititi made Thor basically a comedy movie, I fucking loved how Sam Raimi basically made this a horror movie. It was so fucking cool.
It was awesome.
There
was like gore, and I was like, I can't believe this is in a Marvel movie right now.
Yeah, you know? I was like...
Yeah, when she kills Black Adam,
that was pretty.
I was like, I did not expect to see that.
Have you guys seen the thing on Amazon, Invincible, I think it is?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, dude, that scene reminded me of Invincible.
I'm an OG Invincible fan. Yeah. I read that shit.
Yeah,
I got the omnibuses. So it's good shit.
But like that reminded me. So like in Invincible, this is like a slight spoiler, I guess. But like in the first episode, like the whole, it's like they're like a play on the Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
But like the whole team gets like murdered in cold blood by this guy who's like supposed to be Superman, and you're like, what the fuck? Yeah. It's like one of the most like jaw on the ground moments I've ever had like watching anything. You know,
that one was animated, right?
Yeah, animated, and like that's like what that scene reminded me like exactly like that, mm-hmm. like everyone just bang, bang, bang.
Yeah, just dead,
like
dead,
oh my god,
dead.
John Krasinski,
fucking
dead.
Amazing. Yeah, yeah, another spoiler.
Yes, yeah.
John Krasinski was Mr. Fantastic.
Do you think that means he's gonna be Mr. Fantastic?
Awesome. I knew that. It was awesome for exactly 5 seconds, and then he got shredded into hot dogs.
Yeah, I hope that winds up being the case. Like, I love that was a fan thing, and then it came to life. That's so cool.
It's
I love
just,
that.
Even though it's a fan thing, it's just undeniable that that's good casting.
Right.
That's Ever since they gave Reed Richards a beard in the comics, that's perfect casting.
Okay. Okay, so I don't remember the name of the old guy who played Reed Richards from the original Fantastic Four.
I know you're talking about.
But somebody was... Okay, so I was, whatever. My favorite thing to do after I watch a Marvel movie is, like, watch reviews of it and, like, point out the Easter eggs
and
shit.
Watch all the stupid opinions.
Right?
People
and so this guy was, like, talking about... He's like, oh, like, John Krasinski's a cool Reed Richards, but, like, Reed Richards is, like, weird and obsessive and he loves science so much. And he's like, you know, who should play Reed Richards? Glenn Howerton from It's Always Sunny. That's kind of a good cast,
right?
Dude.
Right.
That's kind
you're
of
right.
a good
you're
cast.
You're right, though.
Yeah, that's
what I wanted to play as Dennis. I wanted to be like, sue you, stupid bitch!
Yeah.
Get out of here! Let me solve the negative zone!
Yeah, that's a low-key good cast.
Like,
I would take that for sure.
But sorry, bring it home. I'm going off again.
No, I mean, that was just my point of that was that it's a good horror movie in a lot of parts, and
mm-hmm.
like to the point where like you even saw it. Speaking of like reactions to it, you saw like all like the parents like getting upset about it, like
mm-hmm.
that it was only rated PG-13. People were like, I saw a bunch of like think pieces online whether or not it should have been like pushed to R or something.
Do people
like that.
Really give a fuck what movies are rated?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who cares?
Yeah,
don't.
I guess
I'm
who
glad
gives a fuck?
You,
mothers
I'm
who
glad they're finally
cry
Disney's
over
finally
things
not
like that,
pandering to like that audience.
Yeah.
Anymore. You know, like they're putting out
right.
so much content. Like, that's actually, like the overarching crux that's, like, happening with the Marvel Universe right now,
mm-hmm.
is they're putting out so much content that, like, you know, they can't all be winners,
right.
you know? But, like, at least that's, like, giving you more niche stuff, and, like, people are
mm-hmm.
getting exactly what they want in
mm-hmm.
certain cases, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, it was, like the same thing with Thor, I thought, when I came out of that movie. I was, like, when I came out of Thor, I was, like... That was a fucking good comedy
mm-hmm.
and a Marvel movie. I came out of that movie being like, that was a good horror and a Marvel movie. Like,
yeah,
that was
you
good.
Saying it is a horror movie, so that scene where they're running through, like, the tunnels, right?
Yeah, and she's, like, fucking limping
there's,
after
there's
her blood all over.
There's
yeah.
a row
like
of guys behind me, and when they turn to stop to see if they're still going, the guy's like, what the hell are you doing, man? Keep running. Let's go, go.
Dude, Amberly did the same thing.
Was
she was like, oh,
yeah.
shit. She was like, no,
I'm like,
no,
oh, my
no,
God,
no.
it's a horror movie.
Yeah. I went to go see it on Mother's Day with my mom, too, for the second time. I saw it on, like, the release day, and then I went to go see it on Mother's Day with my mom. And my mom is one of those people who, like, will, like, scream in a movie theater. She
wrong
movie. We came out, and she's like, you didn't tell me it was so scary. She's like, she literally covered her towards the end when he becomes the fucking zombie fucking... he possesses a zombie version of himself, and then he wrangles all these demons into a fucking demon cape, and it's the most badass thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Sweet. My mom, when those, like, demons came in, they were, like, all up in his face and shit, my mom was, like, covering her eyes. She was like, you didn't tell me, it was so scary.
I wouldn't say there was anything that was, like, a jump scare, though, except maybe that scene in the tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a
when they had the reflections of like Wanda when they were trying to lock her out.
Dude, when she comes, that's another really creepy moment when she comes out of the mirror like the fucking ring girl, dude, and she's like contorting her body all around. That's that's creepy as fuck. The one, both times I watched it, actually, it felt so stupid. One of the jump scares was when they go to the temple where like the original engravings are for the book.
Yeah.
When the like guardians or whatever, the one like comes out and like scares the big giant dudes. I don't remember what they were called, but when they first come out, the one is like a jump scare, and that got me both times I saw it. I was like, fuck.
The second time is even more egregious because you know, like, about it.
Forgot about it, but that one got me like just jump scare.
One more quick aside, because we've been on Marvel for a long time. Did you guys see Moon Knight? Anybody see Moon Knight?
No, I haven't seen it.
I've seen it. You haven't seen it yet?
I've seen it.
So we won't talk about it.
I've seen it. Yeah.
It's good though.
I've heard that's the mixed thing.
I had literally no background on the character.
Yeah, I have no background on Moon Knight.
He's like Batman.
I knew he had like multiple personalities, but that's like all I knew.
Batman.
Yeah.
Do
we think it took a while to get up there, but towards the end, I was like,
Obi-Wan. Let's talk about Obi-Wan.
I haven't seen that yet.
That's coming out soon, right?
It's coming out just before Graphlands, so I have to wait until after Graphlands. I don't want to talk about that yet. We'll talk about that on a different podcast.
Yeah, well,
but I want to ask a question. Do you think we're going to see Galactus in an MCU movie?
Yes. Eventually, but I don't know, like, soon.
Because I had a Galactus action figure as a child, and all I wanted was a fucking Galactus movie.
Yes, we'll get it.
I mean, to get to Galactus, you got to get to Fantastic Four, and who knows how long it's going to be.
That's supposed to be in, like, 2 years or so.
That's still years away.
But my guess is that that'd be more of, like, a Fantastic Four 2 thing.
Yeah.
I think they're moving towards Secret Wars. After Spider-Man and this.
Totally.
And I think they're merging the 80s Secret Wars with the more recent Secret Wars where like the universes collide and shit.
Yeah.
Totally. All right. Speaking of universes, I want to get your guys' opinion on this. Because Jared said I was stupid for being hung up on
Jared
this.
Also thinks Uncle Ben is whatever.
But, so the MCU universe was always referred to as universe 19999
yeah,
or whatever.
The comics.
And then in this movie, they finally referred to it as 616. And I was like, that's like the comic universe, right?
Yeah.
And that kind of bothered me. I was like, I kind of like the MCU being its own universe.
Yeah, well, it's,
and then, because it's like separate from the comics.
I think that's supposed to just be like an Easter egg type thing.
I know, and it bothered me.
Yeah,
I just want to know if that
was kind of like,
no,
616 is different.
Yeah, I was like, because comics, I was like, 616 in my head is specifically the Marvel Comics universe. And then this one was like 1999 or whatever, was the MCU, and then they finally referred to it as 616, and I was like, a little nerdy thing went off
it
in my head.
Like
I was like, that bothers me just like this.
That's I'm trying to do fan service and fucking it up.
Yeah. Because in Spider-Man Far From Home, what's his name? Mysterio says, he's like talking about the multiverse.
Yeah,
he's
from he's like Earth, whatever.
And he said that this dimension is Earth 616.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
like way,
oh,
way.
Yeah,
way.
I remember
does
that.
Way
yeah.
before.
Yeah.
And then that wound up happening. Like, you don't know dick about this. What the fuck?
Oh, that kind of.
That made me
see
mad.
That you're just pissing. Yeah. See, I feel vindicated. I'm gonna bring that up to Jared.
Bring that up to him.
I'll
maybe
see
you want an argument.
Speaking
one last thing to tie in Doctor
Strange,
the one guy who was in all his movies, all of Sam Raimi's movies, he played the hot dog vendor.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah.
Yes,
love
good
that.
Cameo. I was upset
Bruce
though.
Campbell
when,
Bruce
yes,
Campbell.
Yes,
yeah.
I was
oh,
upset
yeah.
in No Way Home when they were all talking about like their Adventures of Spider-Man, who they fought. I wanted Tobey Maguire to be like, there was this obnoxious Usher referencing him from the second movie.
Yeah, that would have been fun.
Yeah,
they should have done that.
Yeah, Bruce Campbell and the car he drives in Evil Dead are.
You ever see
Sam
Army
Raimi's
of Darkness?
Movies.
Bruce Campbell Army, dude, in the Army of Darkness, you have to watch it.
Have
movie.
You?
It's a classic.
Have you seen? Have you watched the Evil Dead show?
No,
Ash vs.
Evil Dead.
No, the Evil Dead. Ash vs. Evil Dead. Sorry, my bad. It is amazing. It is so good. It's all of it is on Netflix.
My
brother's
really
into it. It's like 3 seasons long or whatever. The one disappointing thing is that it got canceled on a cliffhanger. So if you can deal with that,
that's
and get over that, I know that's hard, but That show is so fucking good.
They'll just cancel shows. Well,
it was
the fucking middle of
it was a sci-fi show, and I think it's just on Netflix. It wasn't produced by Netflix or anything.
I'm hot on Netflix now. I'm pissed about this. Did you hear that they greenlit another Daredevil series on Disney Plus?
Yes.
Fuck that. That's stupid. Do a movie. That's stupid.
Yeah. Why? I prefer a series to a movie.
It's not going to be the same continuity. It's going to be a whole other thing. Probably you know? Not.
Why wouldn't it be? If they did one and two,
it's not going to be. I guarantee it's not going to be.
But it's cool
that they're taking him and Kingpin. Given the actors,
give me John Bernthal. You know, just give me John Bernthal.
If you get Daredevil, you gotta have Punisher. Like they're
like let me have
two sides.
Like,
I don't know if Disney wants to touch Punisher for a while.
Touch him.
Touch him.
Let him touch me.
Yeah. I like. As much as it sucks that all that like Netflix stuff got thrown in the trash, which some of it really sucks.
All of it was garbage except Iron for Fist Daredevil sucked, and Punisher.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, as much as it.
Did you watch Iron Fist? That was the worst fucking thing I've ever seen for a kung fu movie. There was no kung fu
Jessica
in
Jones,
it.
Jessica Jones. The first season was really good. Yeah. I liked that. The Purple Man, the villain was by David Tennant, who I love. He's a really good villain.
Yeah, what was his name?
The Purple Man. That's his villain name. I don't know it's been so long. But as much as it sucks that stuff is kind of just like thrown out, I do like that they're like cherry picking all the good stuff out of it, like the actor for Daredevil and like Kingpin.
I read what Fulton Reed's gonna play Foggy again.
Oh, nice. That was a good cast.
Yeah.
Just the Kingpin. That was also a good cast. Yeah. You know? I fucking know his name too. Whatever. Man, we spent a long time on Marvel.
It's fine.
That's good. All right, let's get a couple more topics out of here, and I'm feeling second podcast, boys. I don't know about you guys.
Right. I'm down. I have another wild story.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right. Don, why don't you get into a wild story?
Well, I was just going to say we could save it for the second one. Two wild stories.
Mike, why don't you talk
give
about
a reason to
horrible
tune
flag football.
Oh, my God, flag football.
So you're in this league.
I'm in this league with Suave, Rua, James, Evan. And Jake would be the people you guys all know. And a couple other random people.
Evan was
so this is like a throwback to freshman year of college is what's going on.
We're all battling with our midlife crisis is basically what this boils down to. Anyway, we go, we play our first game. And we are horribly destroyed. 50 to nothing.
Oh, that's my God.
Oh, no. That's pathetic.
It is pathetic.
Nothing.
Nothing. So, okay. One of Jake's friends... is like he wants to like kind of be like the coach coordinator thing, and he's running the defense, and he keeps having us play zone.
That just does. That's not a thing.
And
it's
like,
not a thing in casual play.
Okay, we're playing zone, and he's like, yeah. So I'm playing the outside corner, and I've got the zone. I don't go deep, and they figure out pretty early. They figure out pretty early what we're doing.
You're playing the same defense every time?
Yeah. So
the whole point of zone is that they don't know what you're doing.
They figured out pretty early, like third play. And here's the worst part. The guy who keeps calling it, he's the safety who's supposed to cover my ass deep, and he's letting guys go by him. So, like, I'm getting burned series after series. And
cover three.
Suave is on offense playing wide receiver.
Cover two.
Cover two. Yeah. And he runs, it's like halftime, and he's like huffing and puffing. He's like, oh, I'm tired of running, and I'm pissed off. Anyone want to switch, I'll be on defense. So I'm like, sure, I really don't want to be playing corner. I don't have the speed to keep up with these guys. And no one's like, and if we're changing the defense, they're not telling me. James just keeps saying, same thing to me, because I'm on the outside. I'm like, okay.
No wonder you guys gave up 55 points.
Why are you letting this guy do anything?
Yeah.
Meanwhile.
Well, did this guy leader.
I'm there to play.
Overthrow him.
I'm just there to play.
Is Jake's friend.
And then on offense, Jake's cousin is our quarterback. And he just does not have the arm to do it. No, I should be the last one to throw stones because I don't have a strong arm.
Yeah, I got a weak arm.
But, like, he keeps calling screens. And these aren't even
doesn't work. It's a flag football.
Yes!
You don't do screens in flag football.
It doesn't. They're not well designed, too. We're lining up on four wide, two on each side. And if we're running screens, you should be running, like, trips on one side and, you know, sending the offensive line over to block. And, honestly, you should be doing running back screens. That might work if you get someone fast enough.
It might work, yeah.
But, like, he's calling double screens, and I'm like, what are we doing? Then he's calling, like, screens to the offensive linemen because they don't have to actually block.
Don't show up to the next one.
Oh, my God. And then It's just horrible. And then we ended up yanking him from quarterback because we were down 35 to nothing. We're like, we got to change something up.
Okay.
So Jake's brother-in-law takes over, and he's not much better. And we're going to – I want Alex to be the quarterback.
Can you, like, provide weekly updates on this?
I will try, yeah.
So you've only had one game so far?
One game. We played the second-best team from last year. This next game, we're playing the best team.
Oh, that's good.
And
so like you guys are going to lose 60 to nothing this time.
The best part of it was, like – how motivational some of the guys are trying to be after we just got our dicks kicked.
Oh,
like, guys, we, you know, we did some good stuff on defense. I'm like, are we watching the same game, dude? I got
anybody do one good thing?
I'm like, I got toast multiple times. Suave came in for me, then he got toast every time too.
Yikes. The only thing I know about that league is all the guys were super excited about the fucking play cards.
Yeah, well, the plays are horrible. They are horrible.
They kept talking about how excited they were that they didn't have to memorize plays. It's like
football, right? Wouldn't you just want to, you know, run crossers and shit, get them tripped up? Because everyone's going to be playing man.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unless, like, you're, like, a real tryhard, which this team may have been.
This is like gym class. You have to play it like it's gym class.
Well,
the play should be called things like gonorrhea hurricane. Like, come on. You're playing it like
a professional
football player. I don't care
about the names necessarily, but, like...
No, but that has to be
the
style
opposing
that you
team's
play.
Defense definitely was running zone, too. Like, I could go over the
Who
middle.
Who is running zone?
I don't know.
Flag football.
But
play it like it's gym class.
The damn offensive guys kept calling screens. I'm like, no, let's
it's
run
blowing
like...
blowing my mind.
Nobody's covering deep. Let's get it, but nobody has the arm to get it deep.
You know what you need? You need a big guy that's not Evan. Evan's not big enough.
Evan should have got a touchdown.
Football, so size doesn't.
You need
matter.
A big guy.
It does. You don't.
It always matters.
It helps to catch.
A big guy always matters.
It helps to catch. We did want Lucas to be our offensive lineman, so we could have multiple.
He could just lay down.
Yeah, we could have more receivers if Lucas is the line. He's all three at
How
once.
How tall is Lucas laying down?
He's big. He's big. He's at least. He's almost half my height laying down, man. A good 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
Oh no!
I'll give you updates. So it's just, I don't know.
Let me
I
tell
do
you
respect.
How to fix this. Have one guy run a drag route every time. Have another guy clear out. Have another guy run across.
I made
one
plays
of them will be open every time.
When we were doing like practices,
just simple concepts.
Yeah, I made plays where like it was like New England Patriots shit, where it's just like close to the line. We cross. We get them all tripped up, and nobody wanted to take them because it was different formations. Like you want them to know what we're doing
so
every damn time.
Who drew the plays?
Maybe Jake's brother.
Tell him to go play Madden for 5 minutes.
They were Madden plays, but they were horrible ones. We got one where we're all like running hitches. I'm like, what is that gonna do? We need to get them off of us so you cross. You try and trip them up.
Hitches are also bad because they're especially if they're in band, they're gonna be right next
yeah,
to you when you catch the ball.
It's horrible.
Like flag football, the goal is to not be touched. Because like in real football, you can do that shit because you can break a tackle.
Yeah.
Or you can out muscle somebody. In flag football, then it's like,
yep.
And then you're tackled.
Tyler's big plan, he told us on vacation, was that he wanted to make a play and call it, like, fuck it, just run the ball, but it was a passing play. So
he was going to yell that.
He would say, fuck it, just run the ball, and then it would
See?
Be a different
See? Gym
play.
Class shit. That's good. That's good
that's
shit.
That's the kind of energy you need.
Yes, gym class.
Yeah,
you
I agree.
Command it like it's gym class.
There's a practice right now,
just
but
stop,
I'm like,
start
I'm not
ignoring.
Coming to
oh,
it
shit.
Because just, I'm not one of the potential quarterbacks, and...
Just
oh, yeah.
start
yeah,
ignoring
like, no.
all of Jake's people, because that seems to be the problem.
Well, if one of them's the quarterback, then...
Nope. Put somebody else's
ignore.
Quarterback. Ignore
I
all of
I want Alex
people.
To be the quarterback, or this other guy who's got a decent arm.
Dude, I can't throw. I can't throw... I can throw 30 yards.
I can throw a football surprisingly well, given my otherwise
I'm topping out at like 15,
failure
really.
Athleticism.
I have such a bad
You guys
arm.
Playing with like a college football? Or like what?
It's like bring your own balls.
Dude.
We should bring a nerf.
Yeah. Bring a nerf one. Bring one of those ones with the tail
yeah,
and
the
that
vortex.
That'd be good.
Dude, bring like a fucking baseball. Like, oh, I didn't know.
This is all I had.
That was a better topic than I thought that was going to be.
The 50 to nothing really set it up.
I'm very invested in this now. I'm going to be checking
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we're going to need regular updates here.
You guys should come to a game and do Rowdy Rouse podcast.
Oh my god.
Live from it.
I will come and heckle.
Can
there's
we commentate fans. The game?
There's fans. You guys should come and like commentate.
Oh my god. We got to get a PA. We got to show up with like a megaphone
Holy
and a PA.
Just... I was born to do that.
Yeah, I'll come. I'm down.
Where do you, tell us after. Holy shit. Do you want to wrap?
What time are we at?
We're at an hour.
Yeah.
This is like the Titanic. All right. Where it's
any closing thoughts, boys?
Horse penis.
Tune in next time for my other crazy story.
Heyo!